EWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind of it?
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, Senator.
Ares 31, me neither.
There are 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And there was anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There was 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Something. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's emergency 1095. Yeah, something just passed over us. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911, you guys busy?
Yeah.
Did we just call about the UFOs? They're out there. Same airplanes.
At a dispatch. Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls.
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, man, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com.
We have Will coming on the moment to talk about his many sightings of the UFOs at the E-City Ranch in Washington State. Welcome to the show, Will.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Will, could you explain to our listeners, what is the E-City Ranch, and what drew you there in the first place?
No problem. E-City Ranch, of course, E-City is an acronym, E-C-E-T-I, and that is Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And by doing that, you're kind of bypassing all the standard systems like SETI. And then, of course, Dr. Greer has the C-SETI program, but this is, in my mind, going straight to the source, kind of cutting out the middleman and making your own personal connection. Basically started what got me up there in the beginning was messing around with, you know, ghost chasing, spirit chasing stuff, and was really interested in it, but it seems like I had a lot of negative experiences, or at least teaching experiences, which I interpreted at the time to be negative. But actually, they could have been teachers. But anyways, I did find out the hard way that stuff that likes to hook into you and latch onto you is actually real, and it actually can feed off your energy. So with that being said, I got to a point with all this where I was saying, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to have to go communicate with something that's going to take my energy. Like, that's not cool. And so I spent about 2 weeks, you know, just watching some online videos, and then I just happened to click on a link that said E-City Ranch, and it happened to be an episode of a show here in America called Paranormal State. And I don't think it airs anymore, but they actually went out to the ranch with their production cameras, and it was unlike any other paranormal show I've seen, because they actually were sitting at their circle discussing the case at the ranch, but this time they were talking about UFOs and making contact. So right away, I think a lot of people, especially many years ago, would have said, oh, that's BS right off the bat and probably turned it off. But for some reason, my heart told me there's something here you need to learn. And sure enough, through a series of events, I wound up moving to Washington State. And now I visit the ranch 12 times. And so basically what got me up there is understanding the spiritual component, the kind of the, what I'd interpreted to be negative, but then now this opened up a whole positive experience to the spiritual realm. And along that involves E.T., God, Yeshua, Kuan Yin, all the ascended masters. It's now I see on your path, basically back to source, back to where you come from, back to enlightenment, that you're going to meet these enlightened beings along the way. And that really, time and time again, that just seems really the case now. And not to mention at that place you have fairies. I've caught on a full spectrum video there. It looks like a little flying magic carpet looking thing. I have no idea what that was, but my main contacts there have been definitely Palladian, and they always show up in like a very beautiful bluish gold ships and give what we call power-ups. and flash bulbs. And that's just a common occurrence there. But the big part is, why is that going on? This isn't just a light in the sky. This is intelligent. And oh my gosh, it's not only responding to me, it's responding to me through my thought. Now we take it to the next level. Now we're operating off of thought. So what else is possible with thought being an activation? And then through trial and error a lot, I figured that with this knowledge, when you drop into full service mode, which means, you know, sharing with people, helping them out, that actually starts to unlock more of this magic that we would call contact. And these beings, they see you're in service mode. They are in service mode as well. So it's kind of like the universe saying, I see you're wanting to serve. What do you need? What's your tools that you need? And a lot of it comes in the form of confirmation. That has been the biggest part of it, is receiving. Because, you know, you'll receive these thoughts when you're making the contacts, especially at the ranch, because the veils there are very thin between walls. If you actually look at it on a USGS magnetic map, that area is like one of the hottest spots in the world for magnetic anomaly. And that tells me a lot. James Gilliland, that owns the ranch, before even finding that out, was saying, talking about how the veils between walls are thin. And of course, first time hearing that, it's kind of like, we'll see. I don't know about that. But sure enough, it's 100% truth. And the great thing is it's so inviting. Anybody can go up there and have these experiences. It's not special. It's not reserved for elite people. You don't have to pay $20,000 to go have contact. It's all about self-empowering yourself. And through that, you become happy. And through that happiness, these beings around pick up on that vibe, because it's all about resonance. And you can imagine a civilization that might be 10 to the 100 or whatever times more advanced. They have learned spiritually as well as technologically, to kind of function out of the heart level. That's not saying that all ETs are good, but the ones that I've primarily connected with on this path of enlightenment through ESETI, some of the teachings I've learned there, it's been just such a positive experience. And that's telling me everything is AC magnetism. How you vibrate, what you put out, is going to come right back to you. We have this thing called time here. And when you start raising your consciousness, you're actually shifting into another dimension. So things start happening at more of a rapid pace. And that's actually what the planet is experiencing right now, with the Schumann resonance going off the chart. Everything that Schumann resonance affecting the Earth is vibrating at a certain frequency. Well, guess what? People that walk on that planet also have to vibrate at that same frequency. So we can see scientifically now, though, with the new age, you know, quote unquote new age community has been talking about raising your frequency. Well, lo and behold, the science is now showing that the Schumann resonance is off the charts. And so people that might not be aligned or not be ready for this, they are receiving pushes from all angles, multidimensional pushes. And this is causing everything you've had to bottle, be bottled up inside of you, is going to come out. And that's another good thing about the ranch, is even before we got into these quickening times on Earth, you could go there and the first thing you feel is some things you've had bottled up inside of you, and they come up. And the reason that happens is so they can come up and be healed. That's just happening on a mass level now. So this little ranch in Trout Lake, Washington, whose teachings there, which is just basically teachings to be your own self-master and to connect the source, is now spreading throughout the entire world. It's pumping into that consciousness. James Gilliland has picked a prime location on this planet to make a template, and you can really see that that's really having a big influence on the world right now. This has been wonderful. Before that, you know, it's just seemed like troubling times, getting stuck in third dimensional consciousness, you know, school, work, you know, who's talking about football, who's drinking a beer, and then, you know, it's kind of like a lot of us, it's like, this isn't really working anymore. It's not bringing you any form of happiness. And places like the ranch are there to teach you you are to find your own happiness. That's the reason you're not happy right now, is because you haven't found that spiritual thing you're looking for. And I found that also out the hard. Well, I guess it gets good in the long run because it was a teacher. But looking at back at all these things that have happened, now with these teachings that I've started with the SETI, now I can see that everything is a teacher. And even some things I would view as really, really bad, I do not condone, such as the stuff that's happening with children on this planet. It is being cleaned up. So now my guidance is letting me know, do not focus on that negative anymore. It is done. It's being cleaned up. Move on. And so I think main part is what the teachings at that ranch are now I'm starting to see come up everywhere in the world. It's everybody's going to be along for the ride. That's just a spot that the energy is extremely amplified. And not to mention the base inside the mountain. So the Yakima tribe there goes back to ancient times, and some of their stories involve taking their sick and wounded, broken bones, whatnot, to a certain spot on that mountain. And then they would come back a couple of days later and pick them up, and they'd be completely healed. And they'd ask the people, what happened? Why were we told to bring you to this spot? And they would talk about the sick and wounded would be talk about being brought into a crystalline city with highly advanced technology and beings inside. And that really seems to be the case going on. At that ranch, Peter Maxwell Slattery probably has one of the best videos, and it actually, there's doorways of light that open up on that mountain. It's nightly. It's a nightly occurrence. And, he actually has one of those doorways of light opening real quick and a ship shooting out of the mountain up into space. So it's 100% real. And that's the nice thing is the validation. Validation is what makes it, because otherwise you're just crazy, right? You're getting all these thoughts, and you're like, when you go to that place, you'll start getting thoughts. And if you're not ready for it, like, something in that mountain might be trying to talk to you. And if you don't have any reference points to that, you'll be like, oh no, I think I've lost my mind. I need to get in the car and leave. But then when the confirmation comes from that, you're like, this life is way, way, way more detailed than we were led to believe, but we've been kept in the dark about a lot of things. And it does all seem to revolve around consciousness. Either somebody, the struggle of someone wanting to be enlightened, and somebody wanting to keep that person down. So it's just crazy how it all plays out. But that ranch, that's just listening to James on his radio show, or just going to that place, it's part of your soul journey. People don't go to the places like that for no reason. It's not like you show up there and it's like, yeah, I just randomly decided. No, actually, you didn't randomly decide to go there. That's part of your soul journey, and you just listen to it. And then you've also learned through that maybe if you have some religious blocking, because religion is always going to come up, especially if you've been raised a certain way your whole life, that actually becomes a blockage. And there's been several times through this journey that I was raised, I guess, Christian. So there's been many times on this journey going to the ranch where you do think, you're like, am I doing the right thing now? This whole group over here talking about, all ETs are demons, you're messing with black magic. But what I have found out is the true creator does not want you to be bored. He doesn't want you to sit in a wooden, uncomfortable chair for hours and listen to a guy read out of the book. That's not going to spark a fire in your soul. The creator spirit wants that fire burning in your soul. And for me, it was definitely connecting to ET intelligence, spiritual intelligence that is a higher consciousness. And that ignited that fire for me. But that's just my fire. But it seems everybody has a piece of the pie, and it all goes back to the source. So just the simple teachings of how to empower yourself, that there are many masters out there. Now you can be truly unique, yet one with the source. And not only that, you have your kind of your conscious protection as you're diving into this stuff. Before you dive in, you'll learn clearance, and that's just calling upon your higher guidance, basically, to help you through this so that you know you're picking up on sure things. So build your confidence. But that was a big part, too, at the very beginning, is kind of the going back and forth. Is I know this is real, I know this brings me happiness, but is it really good? And found out, yes, 100% it is good. And it's benefiting the whole entire planet right now, whether they know it or not.
There's just been so much that has happened there. Remember, there was a top.
Okay, so in that inner Earth,
they've had remote viewing sessions by a gentleman named John Vivanco, and he does right hemisphere remote viewing. So his team had visited the ranch, and James didn't know him. So he was picking up on things going up inside that mountain, and talking about a feline being that's really tall, and some Nordic looking beings. And then sure enough, here's James come along and talk about the Syrian, the feline Syrian beings. And these are known, I believe, in Hindu texts, they might be known as Nrsingha, I believe, and that is the protectors of the gods. So that place is time and time again proving itself to be true in so many ways. It feels there might be veins of quartz, and that act like a membrane in that area, produce what's going on. It's just a really, really special vortex. And another good thing about that vortex is the work that they do on it, because you can't just live on a vortex and say, oh, it's all good, just let it rip. You actually have to keep, it's your job in a way to keep that area clear, especially if you're going towards enlightenment. You want to make sure that portal coming in stays clean, especially if you have a lot of people coming, have good experiences. You want to keep that clean. So you can tell up at that ranch, you can feel that they do. It's not just, oh, we bought the property, let's just sit back and watch it happen. They are doing a lot of work to keep that property pure. A lot of work goes into that. So it's not just, it's kind of like the property complements the person, the person complements the property. It goes hand in hand with each other. But I highly recommend anybody try to make it to a city. But the main thing is, and I've actually got caught up in this myself, you'll find a person, I know many that have these amazing experiences. They're just amazing, and they seem to have a lot of information. And them being true teachers, what they will even tell you, if you're following everything I'm doing, then you're probably lost. But it's very hard, especially, I used to deal with depression real bad before I started diving real deep into my spirituality. And, that ranch, is just, it's a teaching spot. If you can make it there, good. If you can't, that's okay. Because what it's really trying to do is empower the individual. So it's not about James Gilliland having, even though he's an awesome person, yes, he is on the path to enlightenment. Yes, he has many fruits. You can tell he has done good work because of his fruits. But he'll tell you himself, he's not important. If you're following me, you're lost. And that's when you know you find a true teacher, because he's trying to put the power back in your soul. He's not trying to take it. He's not trying to be the go-between. So with that being said, everybody has this within them. Nobody has to go to the ranch. Nobody has to go this place or this place. I've been to several places, and after, a study's a little different, but after, 3 to 4 days, it's all the same. It's all within you. Whatever's happening here is within you. So that's the basic message. And if anybody wants to make contact, these beings are desperately waiting to make contact with every single one of us. They have been for a long time. So literally all you have to do, it sounds too cheesy to be true, but it's really true, is focus on love, joy, and bliss, and go out under the stars and just be a little patient. They show up every time. Every time they show up. And it's all based on your happiness level. Because you gotta imagine it's tough for a being that's living at that high vibration, especially if they've never experienced an Earth experience before. It is very hard for them to step down energetically to interact with us, especially if we're going through problems.
So, you know, you kind of have to check yourself. That's not saying you're going to be punished or anything. You just kind of have to, it's part of the self-mastery. You're putting yourself in check, watching your thoughts, okay? Watching what you're feeding your energy to, what's taking energy from you. Hopefully nothing. It is, you're clearing. But yes, you start getting plugged in. But it's all about the individual. Anybody can go out and make contact. Anybody. You just step out the back door and look up. And it doesn't matter. I used to live in Dallas, Texas, a big city. And I would just walk to a park in the middle of the city and do CE5 and have contact. So it's, you don't have to go to a special place to do it. These beings operate transdimensionally. They can be anywhere in an instant. They have that capability. It's just, how are you resonating? They're waiting on us. So it's kind of up to the individual. And it's all you'll find out in the long run. You're just being reminded of what you already know. And then through that, you gain a lot of power, being in service mode. Now, don't get me wrong, I have seen many times, that this information can be used for you. This information is very powerful. And to my understanding, some of the races have tried to give this information in the path of extraterrestrial in the past. And a man, usually would take this information, and then before you know it, a cult has started. And so man been kind of tainted, took it into this third dimensional power, resonated with that. But I see now we are in a whole different time right now with everything. Luckily here in America, Trump, I don't know his history. It's what's behind him. And that's another thing you will gain on this path is being able to read in between the lines. You know, everybody's talking about this person, that person. It's truly about what they're coming from. Everybody makes mistakes and everybody can learn. So that can go for anything when you're trying to find, like an Assetti. Who do I choose? Dr. Greer? James Dillon? There's so many people out there who's right. It's all within you. It's in what makes your heart feel the best. And there's people that have more of a self-serving agenda. And then there's the people that are trying to empower the individual. You just have to make up your mind on what you want. I want to be empowered personally. So that's the path I chose. But it can be very confusing. But it's really not when you finally kind of get the aha moments, you're kind of like, why did I make this so difficult? I made this like this was a yes or no answer, and I made this 5 years worth of difficulty out of this, and it was a yes or no answer. So once again, it just all comes back to yourself. You're how fast do you want to take this? Yes, you can go to a place like Exceti, things are accelerated, but in the long run, it's up to you. And also, it depends on the group. I've seen this many times too at Assetti. The place, of course, is known for nonstop contact. But you can have a group of 20 to 50 people out there. If one member of that group is kind of negative, not there with it, it affects the outcome of the entire group just because of that one person. Especially when going out to make contact, I've learned that it's kind of a respect thing. Showing these beings respect. If I'm feeling bad, if I'm feeling angry, I'm not going to go make contact because I don't want to push my garbage off on somebody else. So it starts being a respect thing and, just not being complicated with it. And that's the biggest thing. And, James, Gilliland, Peter Maxwell Slattery that does, Assetti Australia, Greg Sullivan does J-SETI in Japan, and they all have the same message, and it's about empowering the individual. If you can get to SETI, definitely go, especially if you're looking for the kickstart. But if you can't get there, don't worry about it. That's okay. You can go out and be your own self-master tonight. It's just how complicated do you want to make it? The universe will give you what you want. If you want to make it really complicated, okay. If you don't, okay. It works that way too. So that's all these teachings now, they did all start with the SETI teachings, and then basically they're just teachings of self-mastery, activating the what we call Christ consciousness. You know, Buddha has Christ consciousness. It's just being Christed. You're in full service mode. You're in service to Creator Spirit, service to your fellow human. That doesn't mean it's all going to be fine and dandy 100%. We are moving to a new place on this planet. All the scientific info is there to back it up. So everybody just hold on, pay attention to your energies. What you're giving energy to, and if something doesn't serve you anymore, let it go. And it could be a person, could be a thing, it could be even something that you're thinking in your mind, well, it would be wrong for me to do this because of this. But if you're truly feeling it's time to let go, it'll benefit everybody. So once again, it's just, the coolest thing you can do with these SETI is watch the videos and, subscribe to the newsletter. And those new, they just, you get on a level to where, kind of everybody on this level is feeling the same thing. So it's this constant flow of validation. It's like you wake up in the morning, it's like, I'm feeling a little bit this way. That's kind of off. And sure enough, you'll look at one of these newsletters or a video that James or somebody else involving this path will be talking about the exact same thing that you're going through to a T. And so that's telling me once again, there's something more to this. There's a level that you can get up on. And once you get on that level, things start blasting off fairly quickly. It just strictly becomes, always has been and always will be up to you how fast you want to go with this. And once again, Paul started with the Aseti teachings, empowering the individual. It's just an amazing place. And they even have a technology there. I was last time, and you could actually see it happening. The streaks in the sky, the chemtrails, they had something installed in the ground there, and you can actually see these chemtrails break up as they're approaching the ranch. And right over the ranch, they all dissipate. So they've got some technology, I believe, there that's functioning maybe possibly in multidimensional ways. I do know. James is working on some plasma technologies for healing, possible energy stuff. But it is a special place. But once again, if you can't get there, don't beat yourself up about it. There's many ways to absorb this knowledge. Being there in a physical isn't always necessary. You get so used to holding on to something. I've got to hold it. I've got to see it with these eyes. But really, these teachings are about doing it through consciousness. You can go to the ranch anytime you want. It's just not in this third dimensional reality unless you get super mastered, which I believe one person I truly believe that's been able to do that also is associated with the ranch. His name was Khan, and he was a Japanese master teacher. And I heard stories, and I truly believe them because of the things I have witnessed and been through myself now. This man had operated and realized his sole purpose was not just on this earth. It was in many places. He would get up during the middle of a class and say, just start walking. And supposedly, I truly believe, a door of light would open up. He'd be in the middle of teaching class, be talking. In his turn, get up. Walk, a doorway of light would open. He would walk through it. He'd come back for 10, 15, and said he was gone for 2 years. He's sorry he had to go teach someone else real quick on a different planet or a different plane of dimension. Stuff gets wild. And then you do get to the point where you're not like, oh, that's BS. You're like, that is incredibly possible, especially if you have some toys, some technology to help you out with that. But through the path of self-mastery, we'll find out those all the miracles, the magical things. We are all capable of doing that. Now, with that being said as well, that this goes into like what people would call like magic and stuff, and you need to be careful for with that. It's not earning these gifts naturally because there is always a blowback from that. With the universe, everything around us being AC magnetism, if say you you want to gain this power, gain this ability, do this ritual, well, whatever force you just applied there and sent out, it's going to come right back to you. So in a way, that's just going to keep you in a loop. So the best way to do this is I'm in both getting rid of all black magic type of things, because that's just seems like an unnatural way to gain these abilities that you're supposed to gain them naturally and get off that loop. But also then you learn throughout this stuff that maybe those beings, that's all they know. They were just put here for a reason to give a personal lesson. So at that level, things just get really trippy. And that's the physical stuff. And then the stuff that comes along with it is you start seeing energy coming in from places. You start actually being able to see the energy bleeding through, especially when you're sitting out at night. You start to see the purple energy kind of bleeding into reality. So this stuff gets really trippy, but it's never scary. It's like, I'm ready for more. I'm ready for more now. And it's all up to myself, all up to where I want to go with this, what I want to do, what beings I want to operate with. It's all up to me. It's nothing random about it. Everything. Yeah. Another thing is, you know, when it comes to conferences, it's like, oh, I've got to go to that conference. No, actually, you don't. You know, a conference can get pretty pricey, especially with airfare, meals, all that. I highly recommend, instead of going to conferences, nothing against them. If you have the money, by all means. But if you really want to know, get you a decent night vision scope and go out and learn this stuff for yourself. And because you can get really locked into a place I have once where you're waiting on the next information to come out from somebody else and you're not making any progress. So in my mind, the best thing, especially if you've kind of gone and been seeking answers and you just haven't found those answers yet, that's because they're within you. You just haven't unlocked it yet. It all boils down to anything, the UFOs, the lights, everything. It all boils down to what's going on in the galaxy within you.
I'm going to be putting links in the description to the Yseti Ranch and also to your YouTube channel. What advice can you give people who are unable to make it to the ranch, but want to try and make contact, maybe in just their backyard?
Literally, just start. I like to do it early in the day, but there's really no methodology to this. It's just focus on love and joy and bliss. And the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So if you're resonating at the high vibratory frequency, the lower dimensional stuff won't even want to be around you because you're vibrating so high. So start thinking of, I want to make this connection. I want this in my life. ATs will co-create that with you and step out. And then sure enough, before you know it, you'll be flying, you know, like cameras like I was, a night vision scope. And you'll have all these videos and asking people, you know, what do you want to see? People say, well, did you record it? What do you want to see? Do you want to see a craft making a 90-degree turn? Do you want to see one manifesting, disappearing? Like, what do you want to see? Like, that's already been done. What's the next step here? And, that's just a good thing too. It's always waiting for that next step. This happened to me too. Once you got that first video, that first UFO video, you're like, I'm set now. I got it. And then a week later, you're like, no, I need more. And through the more, it's not more video or more visual, it's more connection through your consciousness. Then you realize these beings are literally standing around you at all times, that you're always being contacted, you always will be contacted, that's part of your star and soul family, and then it's all good. But and two, the clearings. Clearings are very important. James Gilliland on the Yseti Ranch, that's the clearing that I started with. And by no means do you have to use that exact clearing just because James Gilliland made that clearing. You can take that clearing, take parts of it, implement new things. I just say basically Christ consciousness clear, and I imagine light going out from my body and clearing everything. That's my clearing. But usually you can start out with, it's basically just tuning forth that antenna into the right frequency is what a clearing does. So when you call your higher vibratory guides or the Yeshua, Kuan Yin, White Buffalo Calf, whoever floats your boat, high vibration, that's what it's all about. You start resonating. So the clearings definitely, especially if you're super uncomfortable about doing that. But if you feel completely confident and you're already plugged up with God, go for it. If you're plugged up with Creator Spirit, which everybody is, when you've actually realized it, nothing can touch you at that point. Nothing can touch you at that point. So realize your own power. There's no one special in this. You are the one you have been waiting on. If you've been waiting on somebody, you're it. You're the ET. You're the one that you've been waiting on this whole time. You're the one that you've been waiting on. You're the teacher. You know what's right and wrong. You know what your soul needs. You're the teacher. That other guy that's charging $10, he might have his answer. He doesn't have my answer, though. So, yeah, everybody has this ability. That's the most important part. Everybody. It's not special. Everybody. It is. I mean, it comes from Creator, but don't. Oh, that person's making, he's so special. No, it doesn't work like that. Everybody is special. Everybody has this ability.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
It's just about being happy. How happy do you want to be?
What started you on this path, Will?
That was with the spirit chasing. And of course, I believe the first show is back when I used to watch TV, of course, a lot. And I think it was Ghost Hunters with TAPS, the Atlantic Paranormal Society. And they would think that, you know, it's so cool. These guys are going out. They got a whole crew, night vision gear. That is so awesome. I want to be a part of that. So that's what I started doing. But then I learned the hard way with if they're doing it correctly, if it's real. What they don't tell you about is the attachments. Because a lot of these spirits aren't happy and they're looking for someone to attach to. And nobody seems to talk about that part of it. Yeah, oh, it's so cool. It's so, let's go poke the demon. Let's go play with the Ouija board. Oh, it's so cool. No, it's not. It's not at all. Plug into the ETs. But yeah, I encountered so much with that. There was actually a place in Sherman, Texas. And it was an old broken down building. I believe you can even still go find pictures of it, but it's called the Woodman's Circle Home. And for some reason, I went through this, spending like 2 days just searching for it because I saw the TV shows. I was ready to get out there. I had to find a haunted building. And, I was living with a roommate at the time. So we found this place. It was 2 hours away, Woodman's Circle Home. That's where I caught my first EVP during a broad daylight. There was graffiti all over the walls, everything. You know, being a kid from the suburbs with another kid, they said, like, we're walking, we're thinking there's gang members in there. So it's broad daylight, too. All the windows are busted out. So every time we're about to round the corner, I have the right idea, of course, to say, hey, man, you got the gun loaded? You know, just playing like we're tough. Like, hey, if there's anybody in that room, you better watch out. Well, one of the times when we were rounding the corner, after we heard, like, it sounded like a brick drop in the room, broad daylight, walk in there, as we're about to round the corner, I say, hey man, you got the gun loaded? About 5 seconds later on that recording, it says, does anybody even really have a gun? And that was my first EVP.
Wow.
Yeah. Ghost, somebody calling me out on my bluff.
Yeah, they knew.
Yes. And but through that was a guy I captured. One time, broad daylight again, we were just about to leave the property and we were all joking around, just telling jokes with each other, and during the middle of the recording, luckily I just decided to keep either I forgot to turn it off or just kept running. A woman cries and starts asking for help. So at that point, that hits me at my soul. It's like, oh my God, is there a woman trapped there that needs help? A spirit? We've got to go help her. No, that was actually a spirit wanting my energy, that wanted me to keep coming back there. It would sometimes be a little girl, a woman, a man. Whatever it needed to be at that time to get the energy from it. And I was like, oh, okay, I see how you operate now. I see. You just want my energy. So with that being said too, if you have to do any kind of ritual or give any, a being anything to talk to it, I would highly question that relationship. And then there was times that I went to the Birdcage Theater, Tombstone, Arizona. That place was,
extremely active. The Jerome Grand Hotel in Jerome, Arizona, extremely active. Those places did seem like whatever spirits were there. Maybe not so much as the Jerome Grand, because I actually saw some things in the Jerome Grand, but I'll get to that. But it seemed like, especially the Birdcage Theater, those spirits did not want to follow you. There was something that kept them there. I didn't ever feel any attachment on from that place. And that's really good, because those spirits are highly active there. They'll walk around. You'll hear people whispering in your ear. It's extremely active. Just one of those things. It's good. It's a good teacher, I guess. In the Jerome Grand, I was shown something. I want to know everything about this place. What makes it tick? So I was actually talking to the bartender one time down there doing some filming, and I was the only one there. He had to lock up, and he said, "Hey, follow me real quick." I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." He's like, "Yeah, I got to show you something." And so he opens this door to the back place. And of course, this was the years ago. I'm sure he doesn't work anymore. But he opened the door and he looks at me and he says, "All right, I'm going to go through this other door. You need to hold it open so it doesn't shut and lock. But I'm going to show you something. You're not to tell anybody else about this." I'm like, "Okay." Like, all right. So he opens this room, and it didn't feel good. It was this altar room. There was velvet curtains hanging, and it was like this Masonic looking room with tiles and pillars, and it had stair steps. It was like a square, and it had stair steps going down into the middle, and it was some kind of altar. And I knew back even then, I was like, "This, something about this is not good. I don't know what you guys are doing here." But your guests that are staying in this hotel sure as heck don't know what you guys are doing here. But anyways, that's all part of that network that's falling right now. Lots of things happened during those paranormal days. And also too, I have a Sasquatch encounter. This was in Glenwood, Washington, and this was a little bit further away from Mount Adams than Trout Lake than a city. But I took a friend up there. Of course, he didn't really believe in too much. He never really saw anything. And at that time, the big thing on TV or whatever, this was about 6 to 7 years ago, was finding Bigfoot. So what do they do? They pick up the stick and start knocking on the tree. So look at my friend. This was down like a logging road. We just decided to go down to the woods. Let's go find a random place with nothing to do. So go down this logging road and see just the tip of Mount Adams off in the distance. So I start doing the knocking. On the third time I did that, it was like somebody had a metallic baseball bat. And this is way out in the forest. It was pitch black out there. This is way out. And it was so quiet, you would hear cars coming up and stuff. But it sounded like somebody had a metallic baseball bat hit a tree, and it rang out through the entire forest. And it's like, "Oh, okay, like, that's cool, I guess." And then almost immediately after, there was this blue-round looking disc, except it went across the top of us about just above the trees. So probably 40 feet up, these trees were pretty tall, and it was dropping blue sparks behind it. So it kind of just cruised right over us, and it was just a blue disc, and it was kind of dropping these blue sparks. And, when stuff like that happens, it's like, what is this? And then right after, we start hearing two beings chattering back and forth, and it was just strictly chatter. And then it just kind of faded away. But these beings were very close to us. It was so dark out there, we couldn't see them. But sure enough, I go to talk to someone that does a lot of recordings and stuff, and he played the exact, I think his name was Ron Moorhead. He plays the exact same chattering sounds that I heard out in that forest, and he says those absolutely come from Sasquatch. So that was one. Another.
Yes, I know. It sounds a lot like Japanese.
Yeah, exactly. And it almost sounded electronic, like it was coming through a walkie-talkie. But it was definitely... Yes. And I was pretty convinced. I'm not sure what he would say now. because I was pretty convinced that that was a Sasquatch encounter. Two of them talking back and forth with each other, kind of checking us out, seeing what we were doing there. Who's raising ruckus in our forest right now? Like, we got to go check this out. There's been so much that's happened, but once again, you know, it's not a valid, you know, that now I see. Now, mind you, you do get to a point. Yeah, you want people to see the videos that you've done, but then also you pass the point where you realize that if that was your passion in the beginning, that doesn't matter. What matters is if the same thing that happened with me, you see that one thing, and it sparks a fire in your soul, and it changes for the better. That's what it's all about. Just in it, all it takes is like seeing a brief second of something, and then now your soul's on fire. Now you have that passion burning up in you. And we just haven't been fully exposed on this yet with all the possibilities of life. You know, for go to work, make money. That's just the way it is. It's like, I'm sorry, but it's not. I've known this for a while. It's not. Sorry. But that, no. Yes, and that luckily that is changing. I'm especially here. Have you guys heard about the QAnon phenomenon?
Yeah, he's all over Twitter.
Yes. I can say that there is, whoever's behind that is extremely intelligent, and not only have they been giving zero deltas as proof, but also several military planes have now changed their Q sign to either Q or Anon. And Air Force One itself has the call sign of Q now. So,
right.
That tells me a lot.
Yeah.
But the main thing that they were focused on is the spiritual implication. They hinted at many times that the building the wall is not, he specifically said this is to keep things out that are of specific dimensions, all shapes and sizes. This is talking about a spiritual issue. And also, what was shown is the, one of those horrible islands that has trafficking going on. They said that's their number one priority, is to take care of their true evil right now in child trafficking. But yeah, all that, I'm feeling a push now, that I have never felt before. Like I said, I did deal with some serious depression growing up, and now I attribute it to, I just wasn't properly informed. The ground I was walking on was depressed. It needed to be cleared. People around me might have been, and you're just not given this information. So right now, I'm getting off my antidepressants. I actually don't need them. And if you would have told me that 10 years ago, I would say, you're out of your mind. I'm so depressed that there's no way out of this. There's no way out of this. I'm so depressed. And I guess there is a way out of it. You just have not been reminded yet of your true purpose. That's all it is. There is a purpose for everybody. Not just in this dimension either, because you are functioning on multidimensional levels. That is in the process of being fully confirmed right now. And if you look at the neural network of your brain, how it's set up like an interconnectivity of a galaxy, so on and so forth, you can start to really see, you know, all those terms we would hear, you know, the universe is inside you, and you're like, yeah, right, you know, that guy. It's 100% true. You could attribute the UFOs as a cell. You know, you have cells going through your body. Well, all that craft is a cell going through a body, doing work, doing what it's supposed to do. It's just part of the greater body. And it's the creator has set it up towards the most simple yet the most intricate thing at the same time. And that's how I've learned it. Truly magical stuff. The last actual contact I had face-to-face that I remember was in an astral dream, and it was a being named Fia from the Pleiades. And the thing about that dream, this was about half a year ago. Main thing, she was very beautiful, very extremely, and I was still going through clearing myself. And I still had some issues with my appearance, some third-dimensional issues. And the main thing she kept saying to me in the dream, because I kept asking her, you're so beautiful. And yet I feel so connected with you. Like, it's almost like a love type of thing. How are you so beautiful, and how are you connected to me? And she's kept saying, that doesn't matter. Like, that absolutely does not matter. And through that contact, that actually really, I woke up the next morning, fully implementing that in my life. Like, oh, it doesn't matter. I'm done with that. That didn't serve. And they're great, great teachers. And, like I said, that's just in the physical.
you get into beings. There's some beings like Metatron that are strictly geometric, and there's some beings that just function in light realms. So they're just strictly light. So it's like I said, how far do you want to take it? These beings are out there, all shapes, all sizes, and as long as you're connected with Creator Spirit, you put yourself in the service mode. At first, you do have to clean up yourself, so don't beat yourself up. But just the fact that you're interested, that you're sticking your toe in the water to test it, that says a lot about you. That says you're on it. You're on to something. That's the biggest step, is finding it. Finding that one little thing that's like, there's something that's talking to my soul, my heart here. And it's your choice. Do you want to stay what you've been doing that hasn't really been working out that well? Or do you want to try something new? And in the beginning, it might be really difficult, but if you want to look up and see all the changes, I mean, it's just endless. We are in those times that have been prophesized, and it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we knew it, the end of that third dimensional low level consciousness. We're just raising our vibration. But yeah, everybody go out and make contact tonight. Really be happy. Just know what's going to happen. It's scientifically proven. Those beings, this universe alone is so vast. So if you think it, it's out there. it really is.
And you're going to be going back down soon to the ranch to volunteer, right?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be there, I believe, April 27th. I'm volunteering there for 4 days, and I'm actually getting a buddy that I actually met in Texas. He's in Florida now, and I'm getting him up to the ranch. So trying to get him up there for that weekend. Sure. But yeah, that's just going to be a lot of fun. Definitely going to put up some videos. And then through those connections, not only will you meet James Golan, but then you'll find out about people like Peter Maxwell Slattery. If you want to see any type of UFO, this guy has it. He has Palladian craft, metal craft, biological craft, you name it, this guy has it. Like, I filmed with him before. He is a master with a camcorder. It's just like, boom, got it, boom, got it. He's on top of it. That guy is really connected. Yeah. But then Barry Littleton, just these amazing people that you can tell these people are the real deal. Like, they're not fake. And then two, you can, those people do offer sessions, for people that just aren't, it's like they contribute to, a soul rooter. They do. James is really good with it. Peter is as well. They'll take you back in your past lives, in your younger life, and help you clear out blockages so that you can move forward. And people that, they might be dealing with some more serious stuff and they do need some help, that help is available through means. But not everyone needs it. I used to think I did. Probably a year ago, I want to do that. There's something I need to clear. I cleared it myself. And that's the end game. There's people like that. They want to see you rise above. They want to see you to take that little bit of what they just created a template. That's all they did. Here's your template. Try it out. Okay. It worked. There is a lot out there, too. But it's always, you can tell somebody by their come from. Where does their come from? Like with James, especially when I first went to the ranch, it's a little bit different of a setup now. It used to be you just called and you just shut the gate behind you, and there was a $10 donation box nailed to a tree. That was it. And well, of course, the buildings were there, but that was the structure. And you want to donate 10 bucks? Cool. Now it is a little bit different. I believe the max you can stay there is a four day weekend, not including the conferences. The conferences, of course, are like a week. But yeah, it used to be different. So right away I saw the guys come from. And, your first time to the ranch, oh man, you expect James to be wearing that white robe. He's the UFO messiah. He comes out with his hand. Absolutely not. That guy is over plowing a field or something. He's digging a ditch. he's out there checking the fence line. Like, he doesn't do any of that. Like, he doesn't come out like that. And kind of a shocker, too, because you're expecting, you're like, especially your first time, and you don't really, it's like, this guy has it going on. This is it. This is him. And no, it's not. he said on one of his shows that somebody actually got mad at him, was angry because he didn't do that. That was part of what they expected out of the ranch. They expected the Messiah to walk out. He said somebody actually got upset with that because he didn't do that. But yeah, always check the come from. If you're running through your own filter in life, make sure you check where that come from is, because there is some of these people. I'm never going to say any names, but there is some of these people that check their come from. It's out there now. You can check their come from. Are they serving themselves? Are they serving agenda? Are they trying to empower you? Good questions to ask.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are getting wise.
Yes.
Wise to some people now.
Yes. You know? Thank you. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. There's just, especially if you're, I can't even imagine, being, someone now that's gone, especially that's my age or older, like around 30 or above, that's just now, maybe starting this path. And, but luckily the way, things are flowing right now, a lot of that, hidden stuff, like that it's through the rituals and the magics and all that stuff, people would be left wondering what they just saw, and they just actually, all that stuff's being cleaned up, in the process of being cleaned up right now, finally. But just check the come from, and then check your own come from. What are you coming from? Maybe that might determine why you're not connecting with Richard. Are you trying to gain wealth out of this? Are you trying to gain power? What are you trying to gain? If you're just trying to be of service first to yourself and help yourself evolve, through that you will help other people. Because there were some times in the past I was wondering how I was getting the contact. It's because they saw the potential within me. Because I went through a lot of troubles with my depression and stuff, and I would be in such a low state of vibration, and I would sometimes get the shits sometimes, and wonder, you know, like I'd just be blown away, like, why did you guys even show up? Like, it'd be usually like a really high, it would not be the serious low ones that are flat. It'd just be something to let you, like, we're here, so some of these beings don't understand. So you might be asking help from a being, like, say, oh, I need help on this court case or whatever. And this being will say, what's a court case? We don't know about that. There's just beings on every level. So if you're wondering, maybe you're not seeing the spiritual thing, so just realize some of these guides, and it's up to you what guides you call in. You know, there's tons of archangels. Whatever you want to plug into, it exists. And it's blows you wide open too. See, James was actually lucky. He came at it from the top down. He had a near death. Well, actually he had two near death experiences. So, those are really amazing to hear about. The reunion with source type of things. Those are really, I mean, just that you can tell that, I mean, somebody talking about that, they almost start crying, because as a human being, you can't comprehend unconditional love. And it's possible as a human being to get that too. Call it bliss hits. It is literally at any random time when you decide to plug in, when you have this, when you've stepped into your power, knowing that you are special enough to connect to source. You are special enough to be with God. You are that person. You start getting bliss hits. You start getting those. And it starts just making, tears just pour down my face. It's this feeling of, that you would never feel coming off of a human being. It's an unconditional love. we call it the bliss hits, because you're like, oh my gosh, this is extremely powerful. Like, you can create with this energy. Like, this is pure. Like, this is creative energy that's flowing through me right now. So, and anybody can do that. You don't have to go shave your head and sit in a cave for 3 weeks to do that either. You don't need any of the external stuff. It's all within you. You don't need the trinkets. Yeah. Make it happen. It's waiting on you. The universe is actually waiting on you. But when you get down to it,
they're waiting on us to step up right now. I mean, people are, well, why don't they just come and land? That is completely against what we know as universal law, because those beings are so advanced that they know they can't just, there'll be a consequence we call for their actions. Say they were just to come down and drop, like, hey, we're going to give you this technology real quick. We're going to do everything for you. How would you grow from that? That's completely against the purpose of why we're here right now. There is a lot of suffering here. Yes, there is a lot of suffering, but it's a learning experience. It really is. And two, is a lot of people think of life after death. Very few people think of life before birth. Why did you come here? Why did you use your free will? Why does your soul say, I want to go try this out real quick? Why did you do it? Huh? And it's with that too, you're functioning on multidimensional levels. So not only are you doing things that influence this third dimensional reality, you could be doing things that you have no idea. Like these thoughts come in your head. Like, why am I, what's that coming from? It's because you're operating at a multidimensional level. You're taking care of businesses on all levels. That's why you could say like ETs or spirits are really interested in us, is because we have learned to master some certain things that other races have not even encountered yet. Like we get, it seems like we get everything shoved at us down here. We get the good, we get the bad, we get the extremes. And it's these other beings really seem like they're like, what's going on down there? Like, will help, but we really don't understand that. We've never been there before. So you got to look at it like that too. Like, why a certain being isn't doing it? It's because it's not thinking like you're thinking. It's not in human terms. Now there are beings that you can't get. Pleiadians are the best. I truly believe we get a lot of contact from them, because we could look at them as our next step would be. They look, you know, just like us, very beautiful, but they strictly focus on the soul. Who gets appointed to this position? It's based on what soul work you've done, what you have done for that community, what spiritual work you have contributed for the community, and that determines your position in the community, whether you're part of a Galactic Federation or a council. It's what soul work you have done, not much, how much money you've earned. What have you done with your soul? I've heard some interesting stories behind that too. James talks about on the Pleiades. One of the systems in the Pleiades, what they do at a young age with their children is take them up on the light ships. And the light ship starts out in physical, and then when it shifts, it goes, materializes out into life. So basically, from a young age, that's kind of like a little near-death experience. They experience the one with, as the ship expands out. They experience being one with everything, and then the ship goes physical. And they have that experience at a young age. And that sounds very likely that something like that actually could be taking place, seeing how advanced these visitors are. Yeah. They're extremely advanced. It's very interesting. And, that's definitely one of the places I would highly recommend, checking out if you don't really have, and then of course for some people, they might see it and none of it might work for them. They might have a different way. That's cool too. James isn't the Messiah or anything. He just has this way that's helped. It's a template. In a time that we really needed a template, when we were really on the path to self-destruction, we needed that template. And thankfully he got it started up when he did. And that place is just, blown up. Past couple of years, it used to be maybe out of the year, maybe 100 people would go there. Now there's thousands of people from all around the world that go there. Yeah, I've met people from almost every ethnicity at that place. Very good. I've never had any negative or anything like that there. The only thing is yourself. You do have to check yourself. Now that's not saying that you're going to go there with this baggage and someone's going to be like, oh, we don't want you here because, no, it's not like that. But it is up to you to deal with your baggage there. And, there's emotional outbursts, especially now with this human resonance going up. There's emotional outbursts.
there's everything. I'm constantly myself having to, whoa, what was that? What was that? What did you just do? You know, maybe something simple like, you're really hungry, you have to wait for your food, and you kind of get in this mindset like, oh, I'm kind of angry right now. But then you're like, oh, check yourself. And that's not, maybe not just becoming, from your, it's because we're being pumped with energy right now. Anybody can go look at the Schumann resonance, charts, especially, the past couple of weeks and see, scientifically, there's something going on. There's something juicing us right now, juicing that Schumann resonance up. So that could cause all sorts of things. And then also the CMEs, the coronal mass ejections from the sun, cause a very, very, intense effect on us when those hit us. And you can always tell now is, the days it's real windy, that's actually usually a wind from the sun. We're actually, getting a solar or, a mass ejection at that point. We're feeling the sun's, solar wind actually hit us. That actually tells you how much we're connected, in this electric universe. And then, contact's been going on so long. You can see clear evidence in the past. One of the best, I think, is a Teotihuacan to see how advanced those people were. That place is in Mexico. And not only is all the buildings made of mica and mercury flowing under the main avenue of the site, it's set up like a circuit board, a giant circuit board. So that tells you a lot. Like, sometimes knowledge you could be getting is because, in a way, our ancestors have already technologically been super advanced, have had help before. So you could be tapping in. Sometimes I'll have some things come to me and like, where is this coming from? And then sometimes I'll get like, it's because you, in a way, have been here before. Part of you has been here and as, you know, either another lifetime or something. Because it gets some things like some technical information sometime on, like recently I had, This was real crazy. I woke up during the middle of the night and just feeling some stuff I needed to clear. And so one of the parts was, this isn't the first time, but I heard music coming out of my fan. And the music was like, I'm not even sure what kind of instrument, but what that music was telling me was that not the stars up in the sky, they play like an instrument. And they play in the life. Like that music was telling me, you know, this music didn't come from here, right? I was like, what do you mean? It's like, this music comes from the stars. Everything does. I was like, oh, so all the stars are like notes playing up there. They're playing life into existence. I was like, okay. And, some information will come that I've like, where did this come from? And then sure enough, you'll check in with like people like Tesla, see what they were saying. Very intelligent people, and they're basically saying the exact same thing. And is this, it's big, it's trippy.
life before birth.
yeah, exactly. It gets trippy. It's just a wild ride. And it's hard too if you don't have anyone to talk to about it. That was a really cool thing. But once you find those right people, you're basically your soul family. It all really starts to click. As you see, in a way, everybody is having the same experiences. They just have their piece of the pie. And when you bring everyone together, you complete the whole pie.
People are starting to connect now.
Yes, thankfully.
Interesting times, Will.
It really is. Very. I can finally say I'm very excited to be alive at this point. Like I said, if you would ask me this 10 years ago, I'm too depressed to care. Yeah, it's amazing times. It's just going to keep going too, because you got to think too. We'll eventually be the extraterrestrials. We'll eventually be the ones going out. I truly think we got off the path of self-destruction at the right time. We'll be the ETs one day. We'll be going out to help the other planets and following universal law. We're getting there. It's not too far away. I think the technology is already here, to tell you the truth. It's just getting it out to the public. I know a lot of people are planning on releasing a lot of things. Now NASA's all of a sudden started its race to inhabit the moon now. I truly think the force behind what Trump is doing is freeing up a lot of that cabal stuff. I truly think this year was our a major turning point, because I have, like I said, that force I've been feeling my whole life. I've been feeling a certain way. And then this one, like, I received this message about the cleanup process taking place, the child, and I feel this force saying it's happening now. I'm like, the thing I've been waiting, it's like, yes, it is happening now. Use this energy and run with it. I'm like, okay, check. So I am truly, you can still see, I think a lot of you are still skirting around it, because nobody wants to be the guy. It's like, oh, it's about to happen, guys. And it's like, oh, it didn't happen. It's like, but we are not in a necessarily an overnight, like, you're going to wake up tomorrow. Everything's different. We are changing right now. It's on a scientific level, an economic level, on every level. They're all part of it. You can run from it. Your best thing to do too is, especially when you know you're hooked up to Creator. I mean, this stuff, you sometimes get heart palpitations just from this energy. And, you know, get to a point, your mind starts wanting to wrap it, and you'll find out the best thing to do is just surrender to Creator. Like, you have all this going on, you're trying to wrap your head around it. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling this. And you're like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I'm just going to surrender to Creator. And you're like, okay, I'm good now. I'm good. I'll let it go.
Thank you so much, Will, for giving us your time to talk to us today.
No problem. My pleasure.
And it would be great to have you back on again, Will.
Oh, anytime. Anytime. Yeah, anybody, go out and make contact. Don't wait. You're what you've been waiting on. Go make contact. They're waiting on you.